the neonatal period in humans, it lasts from birth until about 1 month of age. And during this time, the organ systems are beginning to work on their own. They're taking on an independent life instead of being dependent on the mother's system. And there's a variety of things that are going to happen during the neonatal period. Many of them happen very quickly right after birth. Some take a little bit longer. The lungs are going to expel the fluid. They are filled with amniotic fluid when the fetus is in the womb, and they have to expel that fluid in order to function properly. Secondly, there are going to be some changes in the cardiovascular circulation. So if you remember back to talking about the heart, there are two embryonic or fetal features of the heart that have to heal up or change. One is the ductus arteriosus has to close, and the foramen ovale has to also close in the heart. And if they don't close, then the individual will have a heart murmur. Speaking of the heart, number three, the heart rate is going to be between 120 and 140 beats per minute. And the respiratory rate is right around 30 breaths per minute. So a little different from an adult. Fourthly, during the neonatal period, the baby cannot concentrate urine. Its kidneys are not capable yet of concentrating urine. So there's going to be a lot of watery urine. And finally, number five, during the neonatal period, the baby is not capable yet of thermoregulating the way a toddler or an adolescent or an adult can. And so they're not able to regulate their temperature. They're just physically not able to do it. And so that's part of the reason sometimes you see little hats on babies when you go visit them in the hospital.